Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When summer is here, people know they're supposed to stay hydrated, and they think about it, and everybody tells you about it. We tell you about it all the time. But whether you're working or playing outside, you're exposed to the sun, and you can lose up to a gram of salt and other minerals every hour. So is salt bad for you? It raises your blood pressure. Is it bad for you if you're dehydrated? How do you balance that hydration with your salt or sodium intake? My guest today is Daryl Bossart. He's an expert in therapeutic clay healing. Welcome to the show. He's also the spokesperson for Redmond Trading Company. So tell us a little bit about dehydration in the summertime and how it connects to our salt intake and where that all ties in with possible blood pressure.
Great question, Melanie. So in the summertime, you know, people don't appreciate how much salt and electrolytes they're losing. As you're running outside, you could be roofing, you could be working in the garden or playing athletics or, you know, just watching a soccer game or playing golf, and you are burning through lots and lots of salt. Our tears are salt, our sweat is salt, our urine is salt. And as you lose these salts, your body will actually start to shut down. And the Florida Gators, the athletic team, they realized this, and so they were out there in the hot Florida sun, they're working, they're sweating, they're losing all of these salts, and the athletes they're cramping up, they're getting nauseous, they're getting headaches, and they're even passing out in this heat because of this lost electrolyte. And these electrolytes are salt, and so if you don't replace the lost salt, it causes all kinds of problems, and that's why we have the product Gatorade, because it was aiding the Florida Gators from passing out because of the lack of salts and because of dehydration. And you can drink all the water in the world, but unless you're getting the good salts with that, it doesn't do you any good. Actually, you'll start to flush the salts out of your body. And there's a lot of symptoms that you'll notice, if you're kind of paying attention, that are signs of dehydration.
Okay, so, you know, I'm an exercise physiologist, Daryl, so I talk about muscle cramping all the time with people and, you know, running out in the heat and those cramps that you get. And I agree with you because a lot of times that sodium-potassium pump that we need for muscle contraction gets depleted as we're dehydrated and our body uses up the salt. But what do you say to people that say, I don't want to intake salt because it's going to raise my blood pressure, it's going to retain water, it's going to make me bloated, it's, you know, all of those kinds of things?
Yeah, great question. There's a lot of different kinds of salts out there, as you know, and although salt is essential for life, there have been some studies that have linked some salts to some pretty, you know, serious problems that you want to avoid. But yet the first thing that's going to happen, if you and I are out working out together and I happen to pass out and they take me into the hospital, the first thing they're going to do, regardless of my blood pressure, is they're going to hook me up to an IV of saline solution, which is salt water. But it's not the same salt that you'd get in this processed table salt or processed sea salt that has glucose and sodium silico aluminate and all these other chemicals that are added to the salt. It's going to be a little bit different, actually a lot bit different, when you get that in an IV. And so although salt is essential for life and natural salt to actually balance the body and keep it into balance, these processed chemical salts with, you know, anti-caking agents and anti-moisture agents and things added to them can, in fact, you know, cause some problems.
Okay, so what do you want people to do? You know, as you mentioned, Gatorade, which has those electrolytes in it, and that's really good if you're losing a lot of salt and fluids while you're outside working out. But what do you want people to actually do? I mean, because we know we're not supposed to be salting our food, right? So is it just a simple matter of replenishing with these electrolyte beverages, or do we use actual table salt and use it in moderation? I mean, what do we take away from this?
I think there's two things. The first off is to switch to a natural salt. If you look at your salt in your kitchen cupboard and there's an ingredient label and there's anything in there besides just natural salt, you may want to switch the salt you're using. Actually, probably no may about it. You should switch the salt you're using to an unprocessed natural salt. My favorite brand is a brand called Real Salt as opposed to fake salt. It's Real Salt. You can find it at local health food stores. You can find it online. And it's a natural ancient sea salt that has natural calcium, potassium, magnesium, these other electrolytes that help offset the sodium that's in there. And it doesn't have any of the other chemicals that are added to it. There was a fun book. It was written by an MD. It was called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. another one that was called You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. And he talks about the importance of drinking a good amount of natural clean water and then adding an unprocessed natural salt, like real salt, to your food as well as to your water to give yourself basically an IV. If you went to the hospital and got an IV, it'd be hundreds of dollars for a pint of saline solution, where you can make your own at home for pennies. And so that's the other thing I want to talk about is, you know, there are some sports drinks out there, and they actually do serve a pretty good purpose, but you can make your own at home without any of the sugars, without any of the artificial colors and flavors and red number fives and all that kind of stuff. You can make it at home for pennies on the dollar. It tastes better. And then when your kids are out, you know, playing in the backyard, whether you're going for a long run yourself, or maybe you're just out for a day of golf, you can have the best sports drink out there without any of the junk in most of the sports drinks on the market.
Daryl, tell us how to do that.
Okay, what I like to do is start with a quart of clean water, just one quart of either filtered water or natural spring water, the cleanest water you can get, one quart of water, add one quarter teaspoon of real salt. You can learn more about real salt at realsalt.com, or you can find us at your local health food store. So a quart of water, a quarter teaspoon of real salt, a squeeze of lemon, and that's it. You can just use a squeeze of lemon to taste. Gives you a nice, refreshing flavor. Now, I myself like a little bit of an energy boost, so I also put a little bit of honey in mine. But those are the only four ingredients. Quart of water, quarter teaspoon of real salt, a squeeze of lemon, and a little bit of honey. The best real salt sports drink you'll ever find. Replenishes the electrolytes. It's got a great pick-me-up. And as soon as you feel leg cramps, muscle cramps, nauseous, headaches, or even irritability when you're out in the sun, it's a pretty good sign you're starting to see the early symptoms of dehydration.
So, there are a lot of salts on the market now. You go to your local spice store and there's rock salt. And I mean, I've always used kosher salt all my life, but there's rock salt and big crystals of salt and more, you know, ground salt. There's black salt and pink Himalayan salt. And, you know, I mean, volcanic, there's so many. So when we look at all those other ones, aside from real salt, which you're obviously a spokesman for, but aside from that, what about some of those others? Is there any merit to black volcanic or pink Himalayan or any of those others?
Yeah, there actually is. You know, if you had only ever seen white flour, the first time you saw wheat flour, you might wonder if the flour's gone bad. When in reality, the wheat flour is probably better for you than most of the white flours on the market, just because it hasn't been processed. They haven't added bromide and other stuff to the flour. And salts are very similar. And so there's just a couple of questions I think anybody should ask whether they're buying salt or they're buying eggs or lettuce or anything else at the store. And the first question is know who's producing it. Know where the salt's coming from, because there's a lot of things that can go wrong. You may not want salt out of the San Francisco Bay or the Sea of Japan or the Gulf of Mexico right now. There's, you know, unfortunately, there are bodies of water that aren't near as clean as they were years ago. So first question is know the source, know where it's coming from. The second, find out what they're doing to it. What kind of process that salt's being run through? Are they stripping any of the minerals out? Salt should have some other natural chlorides in there, some potassium chloride, magnesium chloride. Are they removing any of these other minerals? And then finally, are they putting anything else back in there? Are they adding things like dextrose or potassium iodide? Are they putting in sodium silicate aluminate? Are there things that are being added to it to make it look pretty or to flow smooth that aren't really necessary? And I think if you ask those three questions, who's producing it and where is it coming from? Are they putting anything into it, and are they taking anything out of it? Whether you're buying salt or you're buying, you know, kale or flour or about anything else, those three questions will really zero you in on a great quality product.
It certainly does. And that was Daryl Bosshart from RealSaltRedmondTradingCompany.com. You're listening to Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show right here on Radio MD. Got more great show coming up. Stay tuned.